The New Hampshire Supreme Court heard oral arguments in three separate cases Wednesday. Each touches on whether the disciplinary files of public officials, including law enforcement officers, should be subject to right-to-know requests. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, the cases could hinge on a landmark 1993 ruling that local media outlets and First Amendment attorneys argue should be overturned.
These cases involve a police officer who exploited an elderly woman, a local police department beset by mismanagement, and requests for access to police brutality complaints. The question linking all of them is a simple one. When does the public's right to know outweigh the privacy concerns of public employees?
Doesn't the public have an interest in knowing how police officers behave? And if they behave improperly or illegally, isn't it crucially important that the public know that?
That was Justice James Bassett during Wednesday's arguments. While these cases are all current, their outcome hinges on a 1993 landmark ruling in a case called Union Leader versus Fenneman that said personnel records, including disciplinary records, are exempt from disclosure under the state's right to know law. Peter Peroni with the New England Police Benevolent Association told justices the Fenneman decision still works, and that if lawmakers thought otherwise, it is on the legislature to rewrite the statute, not the courts.
Those policy interests are being weighed. The stakeholders are there weighing those interests, and the public elects a legislature to make those policy decisions.
But lawyers representing local media outlets contend the Fenneman decision was wrong then and is wrong now. They believe that instead of a blanket prohibition, these public records, including disciplinary records, should face a simple test. Would disclosure be in the public's interest, or would it invade the privacy of employees? Justice Anna Barbara Hance-Marconi posed a skeptical-sounding question. Would overturning Fenneman create a slippery slope, where even mundane disciplinary actions, say someone complaining the town building inspector was rude to them, would that also need to be disclosed?
So we're going to be talking about every municipal employee, every act of discipline, from now till the end of time in every community.
To attorney Gregory Sullivan with the Union Leader, the answer is clear. The public has a right to know.
The public's right to know what the government is up to is not a slippery slope. It's what this country and this state is all about.
One of the three cases before the court involves the Salem Police Department. A critical audit of the department was made public. It was even put on the town's website. But the names of the officers and any identifying information was redacted. The town's council, Barton Mayer, argued the redactions were appropriate, and that even without the names, the residents can still get a clear picture of how their local government functions.
One does not learn anything about the operations of government by securing the names of employees who have been involved in disciplinary matters. It doesn't interfere with our ability to understand government.
The ACLU, however, says without naming the officers, there can be no real accountability. Attorney Gilles Bissonnette.
The government is made of individuals. Those individuals are paid by us. Sometimes they engage in misconduct. And when that happens, I think the public has a right to know who.
The final case before the court involves journalism students at Keene State. As part of an assignment, they filed a range of right-to-know requests, police brutality reports, restaurant inspections, underage drinking citations. The city of Keene, though, pushed back on the nature of the requests and how they were worded. City Attorney Thomas Mullins summed up the day's arguments on the right-to-know law like this.
This is a very difficult statute, and all of the municipal attorneys in this room will understand it's a very difficult thing to parse through.
How the four justices of the Supreme Court parse these cases could set a new standard for what's public and what's not in New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.